Sacred pilgrimage in many ways mirrors a spiritual life or a spiritual journey. In a pilgrimage, one moment, we are almost ready. The pilgrim leaves his village or the town or even the country behind. And he moves on. He goes on a sometimes quite difficult journey. In old times, it took months for people to reach the destination of the pilgrimage. Then they would go into this sacred spot, maybe a sacred mountain like Mountain Kailash, or an area like Braj or Navadvip. And they would open their heart in order to find answers to those questions which deeply motivated them. Sometimes unanswered questions, like what should I do with my life? Do I really go on the right path at the moment, or should I change my path, do something more to develop my spiritual life? And then they would meet a sacred pilgrim, or a pilgrim would meet at the sacred place, men of wisdom. No, they would go to these sadhus, these saints. They would ask questions to them. The pilgrim would participate in extraordinary spiritual activities circumambulating. That means going around a sacred mountain, taking a bath in a sacred river, taking part in ceremonies and rituals, reading sacred books, singing sacred songs, giving charity, all these types of spiritual activities they would do. They would in this way knock on heaven's door. They would knock at the portal of God, hoping that the door would open and that they would receive the answers that they required. Isn't our spiritual journey, doesn't it have elements of all these also? I think some of you who started their spiritual journey left their known territory. I know when I became a monk, I was quite young. I told my school, I cannot attend your education any longer. I must go to a higher education. I feel this calling. I must study the ancient wisdom texts. And so on. So I closed a chapter very purposefully, and I think many of you have done this. You stopped perhaps associating with the same friends, looking at the same movies, going to the same parties, and taking to an entirely new life, isn't it, Jayatam? So in this way, all of those who start their spiritual journey are doing the activities of a pilgrim, leaving their old life behind and starting something new. Now, on the spiritual journey, something happens which I see in about 50% of you, my audience today. Initially, you're very motivated and inspired and you are ready to do something extraordinary. But after some time, you settle into a life that is very predictable. Mm-hmm. It has its new routines, its new things, and it gets as mechanical as the old life was. Only that we have now the Hare Krishna mechanical life. At that time we had the non-devotee mechanical life. But we are repeating certain activities, certain thoughts, and so on, and are not moving forward. So at that time, this one who is on a spiritual journey understands, yes, I started to reach a very high goal, but oh my God, I have fallen asleep on my journey. I have stopped to advance and progress. I'm so much occupied with mundane thoughts. Let me do another pilgrimage. And then he starts, or she starts, to make this pilgrimage which we have just done. We go to a holy place, we look for an ideal time, we plan out a little plan what we will do. Most of our days we leave open for what Krishna tells us we should do. And in this way we revitalize and re-energize our sleepy spiritual life. So a pilgrimage and a spiritual journey are very much connected. And in fact, one of the five essential practices which you do to become Krishna conscious is Mathuravas, living at a holy place, going on pilgrimage. So I thought I would discuss this a little bit. I would give a little lecture on this subject, and then I would show you slides from the most recent pilgrimage. We might see Abe's father on one of the slides. Abe's father visited us in Govardhan, I believe, no? Yes. So we will see some slides, and perhaps then at the end of the program, when everything is over, we will all participate in a little ceremony to Lord Jagannath, and in this way fill our cups. Cups. Here's one.
Yes.
Our cups, our hearts, with new spiritual inspiration. Is that a good idea, Jayatam? Should we do this? Yeah. Good. Do you know the song Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan? Yeah?
Yes.
Perhaps we can sing a few lines of that and then go into the Govinda Kant melody. So come with me in a little airplane, just exclusively Berlin Jagannath temple airplane, and we will go in our mind to Vrindavan by singing a beautiful song. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindava, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna. Jaya Vrindavan.
Yes, and look at me, look at me. Look at me.
Jaya Vrindavan. Sri Govinda Gopinatha Madana Moha. Nada madana oha si Govinda Gopi Nada madana oha si
Govinda
Gopi Nada madana oha Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govata
Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govata
Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govada
Shyama Kunda
Radha Kunda Giri Govada Kalindi Jamuna Jaya Jaya Mahavan Kalindi Jamuna Jaya Jaya Mahavan Kalindi Jamuna Jaya Jaya Mahavan
Kalindi
Jamuna Jaya Jaya Mahavan. Hare Krishna. Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Krishna, Hare, 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 Rama, Hare, Rama, 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 Hare, 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 Krishna, Hare, Krishna, 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 Hare, 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 Rama, Hare, Rama, Rama, Rama,
Hare, Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Ibo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare.
Yeah.
Thank you. blessings perhaps to the bird. Hmm? So from the sun, those who are near dear ones, but then go beyond them even and move further.
All of us.
Amen.
Please, everyone, sing. Sing from the heart, no? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare. All of us. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare. From your heart, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
One more time, please, all of us. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama
Hare Rama.
One last time. Sing two more times the Maha Mantra, and this time I request you to think of all the people in the world who may need at this time some spiritual help, some inspiration, some life, wherever they are. You can also think of your family. One amongst us, he can think of all his friends, thousands of friends, and think of giving the mantra to them. It's good if we not just think of ourselves or our spiritual progress, but also those who are near and dear and who are far and away from us. Okay, sit straight, please. Focus on Krishna and then chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Excellent for preparation or for practice. And now comes the actual thing. Please think of this little place, that temple in Berlin as a hub, as a concentrated place from where we all now send good, good, good vibrations, good wishes, good prayers, blessings perhaps to the world, no? So focus on those who are near dear ones, but then go beyond them even, move further. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Bolo Vrindavan Dhama ki Jai. Thank you, so nice to sing together, no? Amarananda, no? This is very nice. So, yeah, Gokrishna will give me a sacred text from the scriptures, and I want to talk briefly about it, about the idea of pilgrimage and what a pilgrim actually does. And then we will have Hare Krishna Gunya Vihari. I didn't see you in the beginning, but when I now opened my eyes, there you are. Nice to see you. And after this it's a little philosophical presentation, but very brief, we want to show you these slides, because sometimes pictures speak more clear than words. Do you agree?
Yes.
Photos especially. Good. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. About 5 years ago, I went with a small group of devotees by an old bus to a forest in Vrindavan, which is called Madhuvan. The forest of the bees, it's called. And in that forest, it's a beautiful forest, we climbed a little hill, and on top of the hill we entered into an old mandir, an old temple. We heard from our guide that this is a historic place where some time ago, I mean really a long time ago, a prince had gone to perform austerities. He stopped his eating, he stopped his drinking. After some time, he even stopped his breathing. What was the reason? Well, the prince was actually the rightful claimant of the throne of his father, but his father had taken a co-wife that was sexually more attractive for him, and he had totally ignored his first wife and the son they had together, this Dhruva. In fact, he had rejected his own son and did not want to give him any part of the vast kingdom. So Dhruva, the prince at that time, was very attached to wealth, to the empire, and so on. And he became furious. He went to his mother, the first wife of the emperor, and asked for help. But she said, "I can't help you because your father has rejected me in favor of his second wife." At this time, she passed this comment. At this time, there's only one person who can help you. God can help you. When I read this, I'm reminded of a situation where I was in one hospital, and I had become very ill after a surgery. And the doctor then one night came to me and said, "We can't help you any longer. Modern medicine doesn't know what else to do outside the therapies which we have done. Now only God can help you." So this was this like the for people in this world. This is the last chance, so to say. So Dhruva took this comment very literal, and he said, "Where can I find God?" Oops, that was a question. What would you say, Amarananda, when you are not distracted, when someone asked you, "Where can I find God?" Good question, no? In internet, perhaps. Oh, where would you say you can find God? Jayatam, what would you say when you are not distracted? Where can you find God? Inside. Where inside?
In the heart.
In the heart. Inside the spiritual heart. What would you do to find him?
When I hear something from inside, which second person. It's not me, it's someone else.
Yeah. Jayatam, at times we feel a voice and we know it's not my voice, it's not my mind, it's something else. So Jayatam would say, find God inside the temple of the heart. No? There you can find him. Suniti, when she was asked by her son, was... Yeah, Suniti, where can I find God? She said, "Oh my God, this boy is determined, or this prince is determined." And he said, "I only know one thing. People who have tried to find God have left the busyness of the society in which they are in. They have left it all behind, and they have gone in the forest for meditation. That is my recommendation." Before she knew, Dhruva had gone to his room, had taken one shirt and one underwear with him, and came back to his mother and said, "I'm going to the forest now to find God." "But you are so young," said the mother, "and you are used to a life like the Sheikh of Dubai. You are very much used to comforts and luxury. How will you survive in the forest?" "Well, I can't survive here," said the prince. "I'm rejected by my father. I will go." And in the forest, in fact, he found one of these saints to which his mother had alluded. It was a great saint, Narada Muni, and it is said, when we leave our comfort zone in order to search the Lord, if we really make this sacrifice and are really willing to move on in our life, the first thing we meet, the first thing which happens, is we meet some spiritual people who can help us further on the path. That is always the case. Whenever and wherever any human being has tried to go on the spiritual path and was very determined, he would meet sooner or later other spiritual people who gave him indications. So he met actually a great saint, Narada Muni. Narada Muni directed him. He said, go to a very specific place. It is at the banks of the sacred river Jamuna. The place is called Madhuvan. Krishna eternally lives in this place. He never abandons it. He never leaves it. Go there and you will find, you will at least come closer to him. So when I had read this the first time, I was perhaps 22 years old. Yes, 22, that's a good estimation. I decided to talk to my friend Samarananda, who knew how to drive a bus. We bought a bus for 5,000 German marks, that is 2,500 euros. At that time it was, everything was different. And we went by the landway. We went through, in other words, Romania, Bulgaria. Then we went to Turkey, to Persia, to Pakistan, the first Afghanistan, then Pakistan. And we went in this bus. It took us 1 month or so in order to come to this forest. The forest where God lives eternally, Madhuvan. And we arrived there. We arrived there. The bus was only half of its glory. It had really suffered from the long overdrive. I remember it. I mean, one day I will write a story and it will become a bestseller. So many things happened, but I don't want to write a bestseller. It's all right. I can keep it in my heart. But one day when the night is long and the morning does not come, we can talk about that journey. It was a long journey. And we arrived in this forest, and it is still there, the place where the prince stood and meditated for a long time is still there. It's on top of a hill, and it is a place where spiritual enthusiasm is generated. My dear devotees, my dear friends, in this world, there are places which carry energy. For instance, Berlin is known for party spirit, isn't it, Leke Shavanti? There are, in the weekend, there are a lot of big events where thousands of people come together. The Berliners don't often know about these things because they have a different life than that. Or if you go to a place like Dubai, we just were there for four or five days. We had a huge kirtan event with thousands of people singing with us. It is known for business. It is known for the most ridiculous forms of entertainment, and so on. It's a town which is built on sand. And it is meant for sense enjoyment and showing man's control over nature. Others would say there are other things also. It's an interesting social experiment from one perspective, and so on. Places have certain energy. When you come to us outside of Berlin, to our little ashram, the first thing you notice is peace and the possibility to think deep things. So Madhuvan, or these sacred places, are there in the world. There are many, and you can go there and you can actually find the road which brings you more to the essential things of your life. These things which are beyond making money, earning or getting a good job, getting likes on Facebook, you know, you can go to these goals. And in the sacred Sanskrit works, there are these mantras which describe what you should do at these places. See, it's not enough to just create a new space or go in a new space in your life. You need to fill that space. I think many people during the COVID times had difficulties with it. They couldn't move any longer. They couldn't go out. A lot of empty space, free time, in other words, was created. And some people didn't like it. I thought it was the best time in my life because I could finally read and chant and so on, because yes, my whole life I have been preparing myself to create space and fill that with spiritual activities. So when you go to a holy place, you should always see how you can fill the new space. The first thing which the scriptures advice is you should see some people who are spiritually advanced. That's why we have created an international retreat center where there are interesting spiritual teachers coming and giving seminars and so on, so that the people who have left their ordinary life behind, that they have made the long journey to India, can fill the space that is now there with some inspiration, with good things. So here are three things which the pilgrim does. And I want to read this to you in the ancient Sanskrit vocabulary, because I know that some of you are just loving Sanskrit. So here it is. A moment, I have to find the right tune here. Tavasmiti vadanvacha. Tathaiva manasa vidan tatstanam ashritastanva modate sharanagata. When you go to these sacred spaces, you do something with your voice. You sing sacred mantras, you repeat sacred texts, and actually you say something. You say, I am yours, tavasmi. This is something very sweet. There is no process that is spiritually more powerful than stepping in your mind before Krishna or God and seeing him right by your side and explaining to him, I'm yours. I'm exiting my own plans now. I'm exiting my own ego. I'm yours. Pow, that's a declaration. That's powerful. I have heard from some of you that in Islam, this is known as the highest declaration, where one says to the all-merciful, all-compassionate, all-powerful one, I'm actually belonging to you. I do not wish to live a separated life any longer. Powerful, no? Then what do they do with their mind? Tavaiva manasa vidvan. Without any doubt, they convince themselves in their mind, I'm not belonging to this world, I'm not belonging to a certain gender, man, woman, and everything in between. I'm not belonging to a certain culture. I know I'm your part. And then finally, what do they do with the body? Tat stanam ashritas tanva. By the body, they just stay in these sacred places. In other words, you really live a different life. You speak a different language. Oh, that's interesting, no? Imagine you could start all over again. Perhaps you would not be what you are now. You would have followed a different script, perhaps, instead of following your karmic script. No? So this is what the pilgrim does. He steps out of the narrative of the story of his life and starts a new story, a new life as part of God. And he remembers throughout his day three guidelines that always keep him on that spiritual side of life. The first guideline is he tries to look for God, for Krishna. For that, in the holy places, you have many mandirs, many temples. But you could also do something that Jayadev has, and Ajayatam has indicated. You can meet these holy place, holy people who are very realized, who seem to have a glow in their eyes because they have realized the Lord in the heart. And so they communicate with him. They ask him questions and get answers that are more correct than GPS and chat BBT. No? Yes. So you search for the Lord. What we did, for instance, we went 2 days just walking through Vrindavan. And what did we do? We took instruments and we sang and danced all the while. Why not? went to the holy river Jamuna. We went to many temples on the way, and so on. Pilgrims. Pilgrims are people who walk a path that is not found on any Google Maps. You know, it's the maps of the heart. So they search for the Lord. We find that there are six great spiritualists or bhakti yogis, the six Goswamis. They would actually go through Vrindavan and ask only one question, where is Krishna? And they would look for him. And their eyes were constantly ponds of tears. They were so moved by their experiences as they were searching for him. The second rule of the pilgrim is, whatever happens at that time, remember he has exited his story, he tries to see as the arrangement of Krishna. I want to tell you a story, one of the leading scientists, he was at that time, I think, I don't know if he lives any longer, of the Max Planck Institute in Heidelberg. Have you heard about the Max Planck Institute? It's a scientific institute. No, Jayatam has. I think they have also work on robotics. No, they're very advanced scientists. And so he had come to Vrindavan. He had visited the Krishna Balaram temple, and some devotees told him that there is a German speaking devotee in Vrindavan. His name is Sachinandan. So I was contacted and said, there is a German speaking scientist. He likes to know more about Vrindavan and about Krishna consciousness. Would you like to meet him? And I said, I'm a little busy, but okay, I have 2 hours for him. So we met. His name, first name was Carsten, and we went to Vrindavan. I took him on a walk, and we sat at the steps of Keshi Ghat. It's a beautiful bathing ghat at the Yamuna. And I said, you know, let's take a sacred bath. Carsten looked at me and said, never. What is your problem? Everyone knows that this river is full of chemicals. The Indian people are not at all any environmental conscious, and I have seen this. It's embarrassing how a culture can be so unconscious about the environment as modern Indians are. So he said, if you go into this river, you come out as a skeleton. So it will eat away your flesh on the bones. So I said, let's see. And I took my gamsha and took a bath in the Gang, in the Yamuna. I still remember I pretended, you know, to drown in the Yamuna. And then I smiled at him and said, "I'm. This is a spiritual river. Man cannot do anything to the spirit. It's not possible for anyone to move, for instance, a shadow. You can't move that with all the machines of the world. So in the same way, you can't move the spirit with metta. We discussed like this, and he was not very much in favor of what he heard. And then a monkey came and stole his glasses. Carsten was finished. He said, I need these glasses. I can't see anything. And my spare glasses are already broken. I sat on them and so on. I said to Carsten, let's not lament. Perhaps it's an arrangement of Krishna. Let us see if we can see the hand of Krishna behind it. Give me 5 rupees. And he gave me 5 rupees, and I bought bananas. And then I threw bananas to the monkey. And the monkey, you know, this is how you get your things back from the monkeys. You throw bananas at them, and then they grab the bananas and drop what they have stolen from you. Nowadays, the monkeys in Vrindavan want fruity. And Coca-Cola. Fruits don't work any longer. Just as a tip, you know. We call them the Vrindavan Mafia, you know, the monkeys. So anyways, so yes, it worked at that time. The monkey threw the glasses away, and I could give Carsten back his glasses. And he put them on. And at that moment, something changed in him. He said, you had told me I should see behind everything the arrangement of Krishna, of God. I see here the arrangement. I think the monkey was sent to relieve me of my material perspectives. That's why he stole my spectacles. So that because I have to learn to look with a new set of eyes. And then he explained to me that after the death of the mother, his mother, the mother had visited him, you know, in his dreams, and had told him he must be more open for the spiritual science and not just study the material science. And he had dismissed this, he had rejected this, but later took it to the heart. So this is how Vrindavan acts at all of us. Something happens, but as we look behind what happened and try to not ask the question, what exactly happened, but why did this happen, we may discover an arrangement of Krishna. Some lesson, some message which the Lord sends through the external events. That is the second rule of the pilgrim, to see the arrangements of the Lord. And the third is, yes, he should do something while he is in Vrindavan that is done not for his pleasure, but it is done for the pleasure of the Lord. A very simple thing is to be charitable to the poor. No? To give away some things. But there are more other activities that can be done for the Lord that are even more spiritual. So, yes. My point is, coming to Vrindavan means to come closer to the Lord. If there is a place in this world where you can find God, it's in the heart of the lovers, of those who love the Lord, and it is at sacred places of pilgrimages where you can do some good spiritual activities that bring out the unseen presence of the Lord. And I want to end with an example and then we have a little pause. In Vrindavan, I will show you a picture of that. You find these little stands who offer sugar cane juice. There are two metal cylinders. They are moved by a machine like this, and then the man at the stand puts a sugar cane thing in between these walls or these cylinders, and then the cylinders bring out the juice which is in the sugar cane. You can't see the juice with the eyes, but by the treatment of the cylinders, you know, this metal cylinders, it's pressed out. So in Vrindavan, you can very quickly get the rasa. Rasa means taste of spiritual life by doing a few very simple spiritual activities. These act like these cylinders that take out the juice, the rasa. What we have built this retreat center, and we always, when we give these retreats, we tell those who come, they come from all over the world, take some time alone with Krishna, where you chant, where you read, where you pray, or where you just sit and meditate. And these simple things will help you to get a new juice, a new taste in life that will be so strong that it will be easy for you to give up those activities that are no longer good for you. Haripo. Summary. Short summary. There are sacred places in this world. When we go there, we should go in an open spirit there and engage in spiritual activities, and we will find there, we draw close there to the Supreme. How this is, we will show you now on we have presented a very, very nice slideshow. We are very, very happy with it. We need 3 minutes where we have a little pause, where we will put the screen on. You can maybe get up and move a little your body. And just for you to know, the screen will be there. So please sit here and look in that direction. Thank you very much for listening. And it's nice to be back with all of you. Hare Krishna.